Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi Herman, nice to meet you, and thanks a lot for accepting my invite into this podcast. Actually, it's quite an honor and a pleasure to have you here.
Florin, I'm looking forward to our discussion and interview.
Herman, first of all, can you tell us a little about your journey that led you to become basically one of the most known and foremost experts on pricing strategy?
I grew up on a small farm, and when you are a boy in the farm who is interested in what his parents or his father does, you are all the time confronted with prices, not from the consumer perspective, but from the producer perspective. So my father sold pigs on the market, we sold milk, etc. And my father often complained about the prices because he had no influence on the prices. The market determined the price, demand and supply. And I don't say that at that time as a young boy, I understood that explicitly, but I have an opinion and attitude that I do not want to be in a business where you are a price taker and have no influence on price. Yes. And the further important step was my doctoral dissertation on pricing strategies for new products. So I worked several years on these topics, which were quite new because pricing is mostly theory in academia, and I had the ambition to do practical work. And another important step was in January 1979, I was a postdoctoral fellow at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and I visited the famous marketing guru, Philip Kotler. And I said to him, I'm doing pricing research, but I have the ambition to have an impact on practice. He said, all marketing researchers want to have an impact on practice, but nobody achieves it. And then he said an important point. He said, I know one guy in Chicago who calls himself a price consultant. So I said, can you make a living from price consulting? And I later met that guy. And so these were small building blocks of my interest and my career in pricing.
Yes, interesting. Actually, you wrote a book, The Confessions of the Pricing Man. And I'm curious, why did you write this book, The Confessions of the Pricing Man? And what do you want your readers to learn from it?
I wrote several books, textbooks, 600 pages called Price Management in German, Chinese, English, many other languages. These books are full of formulas because price is a number, cost is a number, sales is a number. So if you deal with pricing, it's quantitative, it's mathematics. But practitioners do not read these books. They don't like formulas. They don't know what price elasticity is. And so I thought I should write a book for practitioners, enriched with my experience. That's why I called it Confessions. The title is a little stolen because a famous advertising guy, David Ogilvy, he wrote a book, 1964 or so, Confessions of an Advertising Man. And it's also stolen from St. Augustine, whose most famous work is called Confessiones. And it's well received. It has been translated in about 25 languages, and practitioners like it. One guy said, this is the first pricing book which is not boring.
Yes, actually, it can be boring, you know, talking about pricing and pricing strategies, which are actually very important for everybody who has something to do with this. But it can be a little boring, you know, to talk about that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
True.
Yeah, but only if you have a misunderstanding or a partial understanding of price. Mm-hmm. Because that leads to, certainly to further points in our discussion, because the interesting aspect and the most relevant aspect of pricing is value, the other side of the coin. The company delivers value to its customers, and if the value is high, it can charge a high price. The perceived value counts. And
yes,
the old Romans have the same word in Latin, the mother of the Romanian language, for value and price, namely pretium. And I would say this is the fundamental equation of pricing. Value equals price equals pretium. And then you are in a very complex and deep discussion. Which value do we deliver? How can we generate value? How do we have to communicate value? And only then you can decide on the price if you know what the value is.
Yes, yes. Basically, there is this relationship between price and the value that the customer perceives he or she receives for this price.
Yeah.
In your view, how should companies assess the relationship between price and the perceived value when defining their pricing strategies?
First, they should investigate the perceived value to customer. Ideally, early in the development of a product, because when you start to develop a product, you should know what the value drivers are. You should focus on effective value drivers considering the costs. For instance, think of an electric car. The range is a very important criterion. So if you could bring the range up from 500 kilometers to 600 kilometers per battery charge, that would be a strong value contribution.
Yes.
The question is, does it cost more? If the
yes.
battery then costs 10,000 euros more, it's probably not corresponding with the willingness of the customer to pay 10,000 euros. So understanding from the very beginning the value chain, the contributors to value, is a challenge. And then another big challenge is to communicate the value. Even if you have the product, it's still not obvious that the consumer, think of a heating system, a modern problem. What is the value of a heating pump compared to gas or oil heating? And it's not easy for the consumer to calculate that, because the costs are higher, the price is high, the installation. And so you have to communicate the value, because only perceived value counts.
Yes, basically it's not the value, it's the perceived value.
Because the perceived value,
the customer
yeah.
doesn't perceive that value, it's
exactly. useless. You could also say even, say, trusted perceived value. Because somebody may think, okay, I see this car runs 600 kilometers on a charge. That's what the company says. I know all the data, but I don't trust them. Under real world conditions, it may only do 450 kilometers if it's cold or if I drive faster. So trusted and perceived is the foundation for solid pricing.
I understand that. So basically, it involves also the relationship that the company has with the customer, the customers, because to have a trusted perceived mm-hmm. value, there is like a relationship between the customer and the company, and they have to trust it in a way. So I think it's important also to have a relationship, a good relationship between the company and its customers mm-hmm. at the same time.
Absolutely. Let me give you an example from yesterday. Yesterday, I had a group from China visiting from WeBank. WeBank is the largest digital bank in the world. They have, are you sitting, 302 million customers.
Wow.
That's only possible in China.
Yeah.
And so they were asking me, we want to internationalize. about our chances and opportunities in the German market? And I said, in technology, you're perfect. You are probably one of the best. Your challenge in the German market is, do the German customers trust you as a Chinese bank?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So that has nothing to do with the objective offer, with the digitalization, with the technology. It has to do with the customer relationship. Do they trust? So they certainly need time to build up that trust. The first customers who use them may be satisfied, word may spread. But of course, the relationship, the experience with a company is absolutely essential.
Yes, yes. And now I was thinking, because the artificial intelligence changed a lot and evolved a lot in the last years, I would say, with the advancements in artificial intelligence and data analytics in the same time, how do you believe technology can transform traditional pricing strategy?
Let me give you two examples, not to describe it in abstract terms.
Yes, yes.
We did one project for a fast food company, and the question was, under which conditions are promotions effective? So what we did, we took all data you can imagine, even weather, sports data, of course, population data, etc. And one important finding was the promotions work particularly well on days when there is a Bundesliga game in the city. Bundesliga is the first league in German football. So if Bayern Munich plays against Dortmund, the hell is loose in these fast food.
It's a happy day for them.
Nobody would ever have that manually.
Yes.
You even don't, but you just put in the data and the system detects correlations. Of course, you still have to think about causality.
Yes.
That requires our human thinking. The second example, somewhat similar, a retail chain. They decrease prices in the evening for perishable goods, bread, fruit, etc.,
yes,
like in the market. So sell them off. And they found huge differences in the effectiveness of these dynamic pricing, you could call it. They had no explanation. Again, we put all data, you can imagine, everything into the system. And it turned out, when there is a lot of road construction activity, repairing, renovation of roads going on in cities, the promotions don't work. That's again intelligible because people in the rush hour in the evening, if yes, they are stuck in the traffic jam, they don't go to the store to buy the cheaper product. So these are just,
yes,
two examples, recent examples from our experience, which show how artificial intelligence can help us to gain new insights which we would not have gained in the traditional data world.
Yes, yes. Basically, it can connect details from the data, which manually would be quite difficult to see them because, you know, the causality maybe is not so obvious.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just in this case.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, nobody would have thought of these two influences in a classical,
yes, say,
econometric model or so. And it goes further. For instance, it allows personalized pricing, if like in a bazaar. The trader in the bazaar tries to assess your willingness to pay. He asks you, which car do you drive? If you,
yes,
have an expensive car, the price goes up. If you have studied,
yes,
and
yes.
Are a consultant or something like this, an investment banker, the price doubles immediately. And if we have data on the customers, we can adjust the price. That's ethically, politically somewhat sensible, but from the technology point of view, that's possible.
Yes, but basically this dynamic pricing is quite used, and actually...
Yeah, that's more than dynamic pricing. Personalized pricing is different from... You as a rich guy would be charged a higher price than me as a poor guy. And dynamic pricing is related to changes of adjustment of prices over time. So dynamic pricing as such is not personalized, but
yes.
Very complex, but essentially changes over time, adjustments of prices over time.
But it's still, as you said, it can be a little sensible because, you know, you have to pay attention when you change the price dynamically. And regarding this, what are some of the key principles behind dynamic pricing, and how can companies implement this without losing customers, basically?
Dynamic pricing is very popular today. It started about 30 years ago in the airline industry because the airline saw many of our seats are empty. Why don't we fill them by offering a more attractive price? Or in some situations, we are overbooked. Why don't we increase the price to reduce demand? So dynamic pricing has several effects. It's a tool to adjust capacity and demand. That's what we call yield management or revenue management. Also is a very important profit contributor because if we can charge higher prices, we get a higher margin. If the capacity is not fully used, we get higher volume, very often at marginal costs of zero. If a hotel room is not used in one night, it's lost forever. And if it's used, the marginal costs are close to zero, just the cleaning costs are so small relative for an airline seat. The marginal costs are practically zero. Sophisticated dynamic pricing systems require a very solid database and also a prediction model. Prediction means which demand do you predict for the Christmas season or for a specific city when there is a trade fair or a big conference. So hotels, airlines, other service companies collect this data, and the better the database is, again, we are then in the artificial intelligence arena, the better they can adjust and predict the demand, supply, capacity situation, also cost developments. For instance, is fuel more expensive in the winter because there's heating oil demand than in the summer? Do we have a tourism system and certain destinations are very popular? For instance, that's also connected to inflation. We detected a very interesting pattern in our studies at Simon Kucher. We found for daily consumer goods, fast-moving consumer goods, 54% of the consumers said they pay more attention to price and switch to cheaper products, private label, discounters, etc. For tourism, holiday, only 16% said that. After 3 years of Corona, people want to go from Germany to Mallorca or whatever the destination is, or to Romania, and they are not price sensitive.
They want to enjoy the experience.
For consumer goods, daily consumer goods, they're very price sensitive. So we see also it depends on the industry. And this is a decisive factor for pricing to understand in the process of inflation. Yes, beating inflation, I think, in the background. Can you see that, a book? We will also do that in Romanian. How does the willingness of consumers to pay, the willingness to pay change? It's very different from sector to sector.
Yes, and it's possibly like when people pay to travel, for the vacation, to be open to pay more, you know, and to be more interesting to enjoy the experience and not so much to pay so much attention to the price.
I talked yesterday to the CEO of Lufthansa. He said we have the best quarter ever recently because capacity is reduced. People want to travel again and they can charge high prices and have good capacity utilization.
He says that, you know, when you travel, like you're going to a vacation, many times, maybe you go with the family or other people, and you know, it's not only European. I mean, maybe you have to to make your wife also happy, your children. So if you pay less and you get,
quality, yeah, you're dissatisfied. Yeah, plus if you have, say, if it's 10 or 20 or 30% more expensive than 3 years ago, you would still go. You would not stay at home. Whereas in the a food, an expensive brand, you would go to Aldi or Lidl now. So, yes. And you save 20 or 30%. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Now, Herman, another question. During tough times or crisis, because in the last years we had quite a few, what strategic pricing adjustments do you recommend for businesses?
I published a book in the financial crisis in 2009. The English title was Beat the Crisis, 33 Measures Against the Crisis. I cannot share all 30. Let me just give you two examples, which are interesting. One is, instead of giving a price discount, give a discount in kind. It means offer more volume for the same price. Understood? Somebody wants to buy 2 units of a product. I give you a case of an office furniture supplier, quite expensive office. And they negotiate with their customers. And under the crisis, customers demand a bigger discount because I know this guy needs work and has to sell. And what did the CEO do? Say, a customer, a company orders 100 desks and wants a discount of 20% on the list price. He said, I offer you 110 or 120 desks, but you pay the price of 100. We call that a discount in kind. That has several advantages. One advantage is you don't destroy the price level. The second advantage is you get more work for your people. You keep your workforce employed. Because you will lose in the crisis, and by giving discounts in kind, you extend the volume. So that is one trick in the crisis. Another one is bundling. And let me give you just an example from yesterday. I had a negotiation with my electricity supplier, and they offer a bundled tariff for electricity and gas and give a discount if you buy both from them. Very smart. Yeah. So they attract customers who only would buy gas in isolation or only electricity. By combining, they increase the volume and give a discount. So it's a discount on the one hand, but higher volume on the other hand, which allows them, if they have hundreds of thousands of customers, to buy more, to get better prices on the purchasing side, etc. So these are just two of the 33 tricks.
Yes, yes. And actually, they are interesting. And, you work to this way to keep the price, to not change it to sell the lower price. And to keep it...
In many cases, when you have lowered the price, it's very difficult to get it up again. Avoiding that is an important trick. So that's actually not only tactical, it's strategic, because it affects your pricing latitude in the future.
Yes, yes. And you also risk to start competing with...
You can induce a price war, for instance, which is disastrous. Yeah.
It's a bad idea. One last question, Herman, before ending this conversation. What's your number one piece of advice for new business people who are trying to decide on prices?
My number one advice is understand the value. Of course, you should know your cost, but costs in the beginning are not that important, because you may have to offer an attractive price. For instance, when Apple introduced the iPhone, they first set a price at $599. That was obviously too high. They decreased it to $399 after 3 months. But it's also better to start at a higher price. You can correct downwards. It's very difficult to correct. So my number one advice is understand the value. And from the value derives. Admit it, this is very difficult for a new product, especially if it's a breakthrough innovation where people don't have experience. Of course, you have also to look at the competition. think of Uber. Uber, of course, looks at taxi prices and positions cars of different sizes and luxury accordingly. So competition is also important, obvious.
Yes, great. Thanks, Herman. It was a very interesting conversation. And actually, I myself learned some new things and interesting stuff from this conversation. A real pleasure to have you in this podcast. And I hope we'll have the occasion, the opportunity to have maybe in the future some other conversation.
Thank you very much, Florin. I enjoyed it as well.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.